Hello.
Good morning, Don. This is Valerie from Family First. How are you?
Hi, Valerie. I met Sean, so I just got in from the, just walking in from the laundromat. I brought his curtains back. I gotta get his bedding. I gotta go back and get his bedding too, so I can get his bed made for when he comes home.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I was told by Monica that you still having issues.
Yeah,
You set up the app.
I can't get on the app. I don't know why it's not letting me open an app. I did the blue one, I did the white one, I deleted them both, and now neither one of them's letting me go on.
Okay. Right now, which app do you have?
I think it's the blue one. Yep.
Okay, as I mentioned it in the last message that we had, you just keep the blue one.
The blue one.
Yeah, you should have the blue, the white one, sorry. Do you have the white one, right?
No, I have the blue one on.
Okay, you should delete the blue one and you should use the white one.
All right, I'm going to put you on speaker so I can do this, okay?
Okay, delete that one and go to my message and download the white one, the one for iOS.
Delete the blue one here. Remove app. Delete app. Okay. That's deleted. Okay, I have no more apps on
Let
for you.
me send to you again the link for iOS. Texting.
Now I go to the app store.
Yes, but go directly from my links, from the links that I texted you.
Go from your right, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, caregiver mobile. Okay, well.
And now it's already downloaded or it's downloading?
It looks like a, it's just got like a little cloud with an arrow and got the HHA thing. Where do I push that? Or I go down to the bottom where it says preview and touch any of those apps.
No, download the app. Just download the app.
Don't load the app.
Yeah.
Not loading.
Okay. So the patient is already at home, right?
No, he'll be home shortly. The
Oh.
transport is bringing him home.
Okay. Let me know when you are ready to download, okay?
What do I have to do? Do I have to download it or no?
You have to download, yeah, the white one.
Do I just push that? Or do I push the, do I go to the white one? When it says a blue one and a white, it says it's the thing and says log in the first one.
Now, you should, yeah, the white one. You should create an account. You should sign up by creating your login credentials.
Hopefully, I can get this all my.
Me too.
Is that in? Allow English. Okay. Now it says the password. It says sign up. Hit sign up.
Yep, click on sign up.
Okay, open App Store or close? It says, if you are in the state of Texas or Illinois, please download the Exchange Plus mobile app. This is a great app for not working in the state's list.
Are you able to see Canada, like Canada?
What?
Are you able to see the options Canada?
No. Close that. All right, now I can see an email, a new password, and a confirmed
password. Confirm password. Yeah, you're okay. Create a new password. Easy to remember for you.
How long of a password do I have to put on it?
Huh?
How long of a password do I have to put on it? What do I need to, how many characters?
Should be like 8 letters, one capital, and one number.
Oh.
Yep. Eight letters, one capital, and one or two numbers.
Done. Okay, now what do I hit? Sign up?
Yes.
Sign up successful. You should receive an email shortly for further instructions, okay? Welcome to the... Let's start it.
Let me know if you receive a verification email.
Yes, I got the email. It says opening here.
What did it say, the email?
It says, welcome to the sign up. Thank you for signing up with Exchange Mobile Platform. Exchange Mobile App. Sign in with the username, password that you entered during sign up. Click on the three-dot icon on the top right-hand corner of the screen and select Update Profile to complete your profile and link to your agency.
Okay, let's do that. Go back to the app now.
Go back to the app.
Now you will sign in with your email and the password that you already created.
Hit sign up or log in?
You should log in.
Terms of use, okay, I agree. Accept the terms.
Are you able to see the tree icon to the right?
The what icon?
The tree icon.
No. I'm accepting the terms if I do. Now I see it. Click
on
the right update your profile. Okay. All right, I clicked on those dots. It says update profile.
Update profile, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it will ask you for your name, your last name.
No, it doesn't have any of that. It just says mobile ID unavailable with an exclamation mark. And it says mobile device ID E38AF. 632-7481-48F3-A4, the ID number of the specific mobile device. Change password, privacy, user agreement, end user license agreement, and log out.
Click on update profile.
There's no update profile. Oh, update profile. Okay, I did. Okay. It says first name, last name, and social security number.
Yeah. Fill it out, that information, please. Your first name, last name, gender, your birthday that I see here, that is 12/29/1964.
Okay, there. Mm-hmm. Why does it keep changing back? It keeps changing back on me when I'm trying to put it on there.
Take your time, but we're almost close to get the mobile lady, so we're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay, finally got that. All right, phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what?
Click on create, yeah.
Okay, you have been registered successfully. Your mobile ID number is, oh, and then it's got something that just come up on the ID. 5269957.
As you have the speaker on, could you please repeat it back to me? You're breaking up.
5269957.
5-0. Okay. Let me copy. Let me try to put in your profile. Give me 1 second.
Did I hit okay yet or no?
Give me 1 second. Just don't do anything. Stay down. Here you are. Let me update it. Safe information has been sent. Great. Okay, you're already linked in the agency down. So
I click okay now?
Yes, you can clock in and clock out. You can log out
click
and... Huh?
It's saying click the icon above the three dots. Your profile to become linked to your agency. Why did you do that?
Let me see. Now you should now log out or look for the options today schedule.
I don't even know how to use this thing. It says log out.
Okay,
log
now.
Out. Hit
yes.
Log out.
Log out and log in.
Okay. Now I'm going to see what it says.
At what time you're going to work today?
He should be here between 10 and 11.
Okay. 10 or 11. Okay.
All right. What do I hit on these? Oh, my God. This is today's schedule. All right, if I clock in, I guess it's letting me.
Today, in today's schedule, if you don't see like the exactly hour that you're gonna work, the hours. Don't worry, okay? Always clock in and clock out that I can adjust the schedule.
I don't have to write any notes or anything, would I do?
No.
No? Oh, my God.
Don't worry.
That is so much easier than other apps I had been using. Spend 20 minutes and tap all these different things, what you did for ambulation. Meals, this, that, the other thing. And then you had to write a whole paragraph of what you've done for the day.
But now you're
ready. It's been more time to deal with Sean instead of sitting on the app. Wonderful.
Okay, now you see the patient's names, right?
Yeah, I already clocked in.
Okay.
And then what do I do? Do I
you
leave it like
they're
Thursday
saying
back?
That when you're going to clock out, yeah.
Just go back or just leave it like that?
Just leave it. Maybe okay. When you're going to clock out at the end of the shift, Kim may request to you for login, so you should log in and click on clock out because it's the end of the shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
you should do this every shift if you're going to work. If you don't see the hours, as I say, don't worry. Clock in if you're going to work to start at 9 or at any time. Click on clock in and clock out that I can adjust, okay?
Okay. Now, I do that like over the weekend for the back-to-back shift because I'm here from Friday night until Monday afternoon.
Yeah. Once you finish, you clock out, and when you start over again, clock in, okay?
Okay, because Vivian is going to do Saturday night overnight this week, or Friday and Saturday this week.
Okay, okay. I'm going to try to adjust because it takes about 24 hours to update the calendars.
Okay, because I did send a text to Monica yesterday.
Yes, she told me that. She told me about it. Yep.
All right. I just don't want to confuse you because there's only three of us. So if one of us gets sick, we call you guys or just call each other and then have whoever's going to be put on call, you know, take over the shift that time.
If they someone you. Of you get sick?
Mm-hmm.
You can let me know. You can call me or text me so I can inform to HR so we
okay.
can see what we can do for the client and for you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're so welcome. Okay, thank you to you for your time and for your patience. You
thank you for
day.
Getting me through this. I am so ill when it comes to technology. My kids can zip through it. I'm 60 years old. I'll be 61 this, at the end of
But you did it. You did it well.
I can't do a text. I mean, I can do text and email, but trying to fan through this social media and apps and stuff, I have no idea. My daughter wants me to go on Instagram and Snapchat so I can see my grandson's pictures. I was like, no, I'll see him in person.
Oh, wow. You're using social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Dawn, thank you for
okay.
your time. You have
Thanks.
A good day.
You too, honey. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.